Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Go to nomoredraftywindows.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? It's time to replace. Fog between the glass. Time to replace. Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson, the company with the most five-star reviews among leading full-service window replacement companies. And right now, you can save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. Just text LONG to 200-300 for your free consultation on top-quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Plus, save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. But hurry, these big-dollar savings end this month. Text LONG to 200-300 right now. Text the word LONG to 200-300. Don't wait. Text LONG to 200-300.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job. And I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall, now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is going to be really good. Next week, the House Oversight Committee is going to convene, and they are going to interview and get testimony from IRS whistleblowers. And this is the IRS Supervisory Special Agent Gary Shapley and an unnamed IRS criminal investigator. They are going to testify. There may be more. The whistleblowers told the committee in closed-door hearings that from 2014 to 2019, Hunter Biden personally received $8.3 million from Ukraine, China, and Romania. This is going to be what's going to blow the lid off the Biden crime family. This is it. This is the smoking gun. $8.3 million from Ukraine, China, and Romania, and didn't pay any taxes on the income. And essentially what they're saying is the statute of limitations has run out, but they still did some really bad stuff. And they sold access to the Biden crime family. That's what did it. That's coming up next week. Oh, that'll be something. We'll have highlights from that. We might even be able to go live to some of that. And I can't wait to see what the Dems, you know, what the Demorats end up saying. They'll find a way to rationalize that. Oh, it wasn't that bad. It was only 8.3 million, and that's all it was. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. We're going to talk about unity in the Clark County Republican Party with a guy that has a lot on the line because he's running for re-election. Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group and the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. That's all straight ahead on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches. You can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The intense heat that's been scorching much of America's Southwest, creating several potential dangers for California.
Courtney Carpenter of the National Weather Service is telling California residents that the intense heat is not going to let up anytime soon, and those triple-digit temperatures are increasing the risk of wildfires. Brian Ferguson of the Governor's Office of Emergency Services.
It's not just heat, it's how it interacts with these other threats that we face at the state level that we want the public to understand and be prepared for.
Ferguson also says the extreme heat combined with the volume of water in California's mountains is bringing down an unprecedented amount of water, and he says that dangerous and very cold water already has claimed a number of lives this year. I'm Donna Water.
Also at townhall.com, the gunman who killed 11 people in a Pittsburgh synagogue is found eligible for the death penalty. Shelley Adler has more.
The government is seeking capital punishment for Robert Bowers, who raged against Jewish people online before storming the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018 with an AR-15 rifle and other weapons. The federal jury agreed with prosecutors that the 50-year-old truck driver who spent 6 months planning the attack had formed the requisite legal intent to kill. Next up is further evidence and testimony on whether he should be sentenced to death or life in prison. Bauer's lawyers argued that his ability to form intent was impaired by mental illness. I'm Shelley Antler.
From Los Angeles, Hollywood actors have joined screenwriters on strike in the first joint walkout since 1960, halting production across the industry. Stocks finishing higher, the Dow up 49 points, and the NASDAQ gained 219. More at townhall.com.
The fact of pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at progressive.com.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch, get your data, get protected, get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Clark County School District won't require students to use clear backpacks for the upcoming school year. The nation's fifth largest district, which has more than 300,000 students, released a statement about the move after Escambido Middle School in the northwest Las Vegas Valley and said it would require clear backpacks. The district said in a statement that after consideration and consultation with principals, they've determined that requiring clear backpacks is not feasible and does not definitively address safety concerns. The Boring Company's next Las Vegas Loop station will be up and running next year. Wynn Las Vegas says it's under construction tunnel, and the station between the Encore and the Las Vegas Convention Center will open in the first quarter of 2024. Wynn officials say the trip between the Encore and the Convention Center will take about a minute. Earlier this week, the Underground Loop project hit a couple of milestones as two of its digging machines arrived at the Encore on Las Vegas Boulevard in the Westgate just east of the Strip. National Weather Service has issued that excessive heat warning for Vegas Friday through Monday with temperatures between 110 and 115. It's 104 degrees right now.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. Browse our inventory at FinlayMazda.com.
Look out for some right shoulder activity there. Interstate 15 northbound, that's at Blue Diamond Road. Slow flows on that transition ramp as you merge from Interstate 215 westbound to go 15 northbound. And watch for accidents. Martin Luther King at Washington and Valley View at Twain.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
I'm the king of the world!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
He's a guy that wears a bunch of hats. He is the owner of the MultiCare Group. They deal in health insurance for you and your business and your family. He is also the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party, and he joins us. He is Pat Casale. Pat, how you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm also now the vice president of the organization called HAFA Health Agents for America.
Is that right?
Yeah, I just got picked up. Yeah, it just happened recently.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Is this a merger?
It's basically an organization that's the purpose of the organization is to make sure that we fight for people's rights with regarding healthcare, and we do a hell of a job. I mean, it's a great organization to be affiliated with, and I'm very proud of the opportunity to be asked to be a part of this program, and hopefully we'll be able to do great things for people.
Okay, I've been getting calls all week, the last couple of days, asking what happened at the Ahern on Tuesday, the Nevada Republican Club chair debate. First of all, you're running for re-election for vice chair, am I right?
Correct.
And so this is all leading up to the 18th next week when we're going to have...
Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, and also at the Ahern, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, tell me what went down the other night. I mean, I've had varying stories told to me, not all of them really pleasant. Can you talk a little bit about what happened?
Hold on 1 second, Kevin. I'm right here. I'm here. Let me just say this to you. What went down, the Republican Club's credibility, in my opinion, was sunk on Tuesday because they didn't invite Eddie Hamilton, who's running for chair. Why, I don't know. But you had three people running for chair. You had Jill Douglas, you had Nephi Kalicki, and you had Johnny Brew against Jesse. And you had the moderator was John Lee. Now, when you have somebody moderate, they should not have any entanglements. They should not be involved with any of the people. Well, Nephi worked with John trying to get him elected governor, and his consultant, as my understanding, was Dave Gibbs. So the questions were loaded. Instead of them trying to talk about what they're going to do positive, they threw bombs at Jesse. And really, it's not what the party needs. But then after the whole thing is over, Kalicki and Brew are no longer running for chair. Now, Brew's going to run for vice chair against me. That's fine. But why would they be on the stage talking as they're going to run for chair? And I know they're going to use the excuse that their idea was that they talked and they commiserated after the meeting. And they decided they're going to have their own slate. But Nephi's not even running for office now. He's not running for anything. So my thing is, to me, the Republican Club's credibility went out the window because this was a hit job against Jesse Law. And you know what? That's not how Republicans are going to win office. See, everybody lost sight of one thing. In Clark County and the state of Nevada specifically, if their candidate doesn't win the primary, they don't shut up in the general. And if we don't win the general elections, we lose. Winning the primary means nothing unless we win the general. And these people, nobody seems to want to understand how to win and want to win. And that's unfortunate.
Well, the Nevada Republican Club released the results of the straw poll, people that were there and that are members of the party.
That people that voted, not I don't believe all 91 people that voted are members of the Central Committee.
Okay. Well, anyway, the numbers they came up with are Jill Douglas, 45, Nephi, 17, Jesse with 16, John Brew with 12, and none of the above won. Now that's taking a stand. Do you buy those numbers?
You know, they also attacked Chairman McDonald.
He's not on the ballot, is he?
No, and you know what's even funnier? These people are running around attacking Chairman McDonald, but further, they actually had Joe Lombardo, as well as Donald Trump, have endorsed Jesse Law. They're trying to say it was a backroom deal. I mean, seriously, a backroom deal? You think the guy running for president is going to make a backroom deal with a county chairman? The answer is Jesse worked for Trump in 16. He had a job in D.C. for a couple of years under the Trump administration. And in 20, when he came back to Nevada, he worked with the state party, and he was part of the election team to try to get him to win. But unfortunately, once again, we have the same situation. We have a lot. We have the same naysayers. And, you know, let's be honest. And I actually wrote an article. I wrote a letter to to that lady Jessica from the RJ because you're gonna support somebody. You know, this is what's interesting about the men's club or Republican club. They want honor and they want people to serve correctly. Do you think it's right to have a person that you're up on your stage who is a misogynist who calls a woman a word I can't use on the radio, on Facebook, on social media? You think it's okay to have people attack people on social media? Is that going to help Republicans win? All it's going to do is divide us even further. This is no different than 2 years ago when we ran against Carrie Buck. And guess what? Buck proved everybody right because the way she voted this time around up in Carson, it was more Democratic. So the truth is we have a lot of people claiming to be Republicans, but they're really not. And that's the problem. I mean, I got to tell you something. I have nothing against anybody. I know Jill got to meet her. Seems like a nice lady. But you're throwing bombs. Where's this? What are your solutions to the problem? How are you going to make it work? I think the Republican Club failed desperately to try to slam the chairman. What they needed to do, and by the way, for the record, this I saw the debate. Jesse was the only one, honestly, that was talking about solutions and positivity. He didn't throw anybody under the bus. So that's really the issue here. And you know, it's interesting. In Johnny Bruce's situation, he was very easy. He enjoyed publicizing with his videos the bad stuff that the party did at the meeting. I realize what Michelle Mafiore said was wrong, but you know, why would you want to put that out there and publish it? Because you're trying to gain notoriety for yourself, and it actually hurts the party. So Amy Tarkanian is suing Alita Benson and Jim Blocky. But why wouldn't she sue Michelle Fiore for the things she said, which was totally terrible things she said? There has to be a reason why she's not suing.
Let me ask you. I happen to be of the belief that we need to be united. And
100%.
I'm not sure that anything happened Tuesday at the Ahern that is going to make us more, maybe make us less united than we were before the meeting. What can happen between now and next week?
Well, I'm going to be on the radio Saturday. On next Monday again, I'm fighting for the party. My slate. I think our slate is. I think I have a quality slate. I think that there are a bunch of good people that are running. I think that what they're doing right now is not bringing the party together. They're dividing. You have an individual who's not even in the state of Nevada. He's in Iowa. Who's one of the people throwing bombs at Jesse? So my thing is this: if Republicans want to win, they have to stop beating their own. We have to come together with a plan. We have to unify this party. If we don't unify, we lose. And let's be honest. In 24, if we don't go the right way, if we're not part of the national scope of Republicans getting elected, whether it's for the Senate or whether it's for Congress, and then unless we do something up in Carson City to take back the majority that these Democrats have, Joe Lombardo has nothing to fight with, because other than a veto pen, Joe Lombardo is going to be held for ransom unless we support him. And once again, we don't support Republicans. This is the problem in the state of Nevada. And you know it better than I do. We must work together, formulate a plan. And I will tell you, so this is some of the things that we already have in works. We already have a Lincoln Day plan for the 24th of February. We're going to have an event in October. We're going to have a Christmas party in December. That's going to be announced yet. We haven't put that together. I'm looking to start doing a monthly luncheon on the first Tuesday of every month. We are going to compete with the Republican Club because we need Republicans to come together and win. We want the voice of the people to be involved. So after what just happened this week, we're all in. You realize that Chairman McDonald, for the second time in 8 years, is going to bring a national presidential debate to the state of Nevada. And you know what? Nobody gives him any credit. They want to throw bombs at the guy. You know how come we have that debate? He's on the debate committee, and people were fighting. They were chomping at the bit to get that. McDonald took care of that.
Do we know when that's going to be? Do we know when that's going to be?
It'll be in January. And I got to tell you right now, I was hoping it would be in Clark County. It may be in Washoe, because Washoe has got their act together. They have a good leader. And he was one of the gentlemen. I can't think of his name. I hate to say that. But we all went together to March 2nd to Mar-a-Lago, and we met with Trump. And, I mean, it's insane. And I'm going to tell you, we have to get candidates. As a party, we need to come together behind the candidates that are running. The candidates need to be engaged with Central Committee. It's unfortunate that right now a lot of the candidates that are running for major offices that claim to be Republican don't work with the party. That's a problem, and goes back to what you said earlier. Unless we unify under that flag, we will lose. And that's not an option. I didn't want to have to move in 24, but if we lose again, Nevada becomes California East. And frankly, Newsom may end up being the Republican candidate, I mean, the Democratic president, and how could he win? Look what he's done to California. L.A.'s crime rate is through the roof, and they signed into law what was the no bail again? I mean, you got 50 Cent, who's considered, a moderate, coming out against all of this because of crime in California. We don't want Nevada to be California. We don't want crime in Nevada. We can't have it.
Again, joining us, Pat Casale, the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party, but he is also the owner of the MultiCare Group. Before we leave politics, who exactly can vote? Where do they vote next Tuesday?
They have to be members of the Central Committee. They show up Tuesday. They are active members. They'll have the opportunity to vote. And we have approximately 650 members. And I know a lot of people want to throw stones at Jesse. When we did this 2 years ago, there was 110 members. Now we're 650. I guess Jesse failed there. I mean, growing a group by 600% is a bad thing.
I want to move on, but I want to make sure everybody knows who is eligible to vote, though.
The people that were members of the group in good standing, they've attended the last two meetings to become members. They're in, and they can get the vote. And you know what we got coming up next year? We already were working on our convention. This convention could be huge. We're hoping to get 2,000 people to show up at the CCRCC convention next year as well. So we have a lot of things in the works that all these people want to throw stones and rocks and complain about. But guess what? Nobody's coming up with solutions. It's only the problems. And guess what? The problems aren't there. You realize, and you know this, the first 14 months of this, our board, we were fighting in court. And we were in court every month, sometimes a couple of times a month. We got everything squared away. In the last 6 months, Jesse has assembled multiple committees that are working towards getting Democrats out of office, getting Republicans elected. That's what it's all about.
It is so critical to our community. We need to do this. And for our party, I will admit it. But the fact is that we need to figure that out. I got to ask you, because I always love talking health insurance with you, and I talk to a lot of small business people, and one of the things I tell them is something right out of your ad, employee benefits. Can you explain why employee benefits are so good for the worker, but also for the employer?
Well, the most important thing for an employer, if you want to get people to come to work for you, not only you have to pay them a good wage, you have to offer benefits. And you're competing against another company who's offering benefits, you're not going to be able to obtain a quality employee that you're looking for.
Well, if folks want to know more about the plans for next year, because you got to start thinking now for what's going to be happening at the first of the year, how can they reach out to you? How can they find you? What do they need to know?
They need to know this, that an employer-sponsored health plan is not only more lucrative benefit-wise to the employee, the rates are a little bit better. In some cases, they can be significantly better. So the rates aren't as high as people think, and employers have multiple options. They can offer a base plan, which is a little more inexpensive. They can offer a buy-up plan. They only have to be required to pay under the base plan cost, a portion of up to 50%. That's number one. Number two, employees that don't have group benefits that go on the exchange and maybe they don't qualify for tax credits are paying enormous premiums for very minimal benefits. So the key here to help your people in the state of Nevada is get them employer-sponsored benefits. And if you have a business and you're not hiring people and offering benefits, you're not getting quality employees. It's not as expensive as you think. It's actually less expensive than paying people an extra $2 an hour so they can go out buy their own insurance, because then you don't have to pay the matching contribution on that extra money. More importantly, the people that are buying the coverage through their employer, whatever percentage they pay for coverage is pre-tax. So they're getting an immediate tax credit right on the spot. And if they're a parent who's got several children and they go on this program, there's a legitimate chance they're going to end up getting a large tax refund from the government because of the earned income tax credit for children. So there's a multitude of benefits for somebody to go on a group health plan.
And your services, let me get this right, don't cost the consumer a thing.
No, and we're about to roll out our own payroll service, so we're going to be doing a payroll service, the first of its kind. ADP doesn't do it. None of these Paychex doesn't do it. They offer benefits, but they don't offer the insurance integrity or services that we do. So when we open up our payroll company, well, underneath it, we'll be able to offer every line of insurance from property and casualty to life insurance, disability, workers' comp, and it's under the one flag. And what's great about it, we guarantee the employer the opportunity to find the most affordable benefits, not only benefits, but insurance services that they require. And it'll be through their payroll company, which will be less expensive than the ADPs of the world.
Wow. Wow. Pat, if folks want to reach out to you, how do they find you?
702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014. If you want more information on insurance, call me.